High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness. That is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Welcome, everybody, to tonight's broadcast, and thank you for joining us. We are a month and a half into the season, and things are starting to sort themselves out in terms of who looks like they're going to be playoff bound, or at least who are the favorites to do so. We're about four or five games into league play, so still a lot to be sorted out. But we've already had a couple big-time matchups and teams sort of begin to separate themselves and establish themselves as leaders in their leagues and the state as a whole. One of those teams is the Thurston Colts, the defending 5A state champions. They have been very good, are ranked high in the OSAA rankings, but haven't really been the dominant defending state champ we expected them to be. In fact, right now they are fourth place in the Midwestern League because they lost to Churchill on December 18th. And then on Tuesday, lost a shocker to crosstown rival Springfield on the last-minute three-pointer by Zach Brown. So the Colts would love to get them a get-back game and take out a little aggression on someone. And coming into town tonight is a fairly good opportunity to do just that. A team that hasn't been very good in their 40-plus years, just a handful of postseason appearances, and this season is not looking like it will add to that short list. Tonight's Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week, the Thurston Colts playing host to the Eagle Point Eagles right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening, everybody. I am Alex Braga. Thank you for joining us tonight. So if you missed it, Thurston has been on a pretty big roll in the last year or so, Thurston as a whole. A couple months ago, they won a state championship in football by going on an incredible playoff run that included taking down the number one team in the state, Wilsonville. And their quarterback, who set a state record with 59 touchdown passes in a season, in the title game, it was a great season for the Colts and a lot of fun as a radio person to cover because, you know, it showed what a team can do when they grow throughout a season. They lost their opener, they lost their second game, but they learned from them and got better as the season went on. And when they got to the playoffs, they finally overcame Churchill, who they had lost to twice during the regular season, and then eventually beat Wilsonville. Okay, Alex, this is basketball. Why are we listening to you talk about football? Because if you followed the football team, then you'll recognize a lot of the names on the basketball team. Cade Crist, Kyle Castley, Santino Stranieri, Dawson Muggy. Probably the best of them, Grant Stark, son of the football coach and AD here, Justin Stark. Well, they're great athletes, obviously, so it shouldn't be a surprise, but this Hoops team is full of those great athletes, I mean. And the thing that makes them great and a defending state champ is that they just don't rely on those athletes that came from football. They have two of the best players in the state who simply play hoops. Isaac Lang is great. Not good, he is great. He runs the point for the Colts and has been their leader since he hit the floor a couple of years ago. Since then, he has been a state champ and a first-team all-state point guard. That means he is the best point guard at the 5A level in Oregon. He can rebound, score, pass, control the tempo as good as anyone can ask for. And the perfect complement to a great guard, of course, is a great big man, and that is Mason Miller, who led the Colts with a double-double in their title game win over Wilsonville last season. But the point, overall point, is that the Colts are everything you want in a basketball team. They are big, quick, strong, smart, experienced, and looking for another trip to the tournament and another run at a title game. But a couple of hiccups along the way in league. That loss to the Lancers and then to the rival Millers. So they're on the outside looking in for a league title, but here's the rub. Last year, they finished third in the Midwestern League. And, of course, they went on to win that state title. So make no bones about it. They're ranked number four in the state for a very good reason. They're really, really good at basketball. Hashtag analysis. Now, to Eagle Point, not a lot of history of being good. Just 8 playoff appearances and just 2 of them where they made the tournament site. And those came in 2012 and 2014. And they lost all 4 games they played in those years. So They have never won a playoff game at the playoff site. That's fairly incredible that even the best seasons a program has ever had didn't result in even one playoff win. And the reason they've struggled is fairly simple. They struggle on defense, the worst in the Midwestern League all of last season. And right now they are second to last because Churchill doesn't seem to feel like they need to play defense to win. And their offense is pretty good, and so they haven't. And Eagle Point's offense hasn't really been much better for them. They've had two games this year in which they haven't scored more than 30 points. The most they've scored this season is 61 in their win over Phoenix. For reference, Thurston, 10-3 right now, they average 64.3. So the most they have scored this year for Eagle Point is 61. Thurston averages more points than that per game. So a big ask for the Eagles tonight. But they play the games for a reason, so here we go. All right, warm-up still underway out here at Thurston, so we'll go ahead and step away for a couple minutes and let them continue. When we come back on the other side, give you a little bit more info about both of these schools and their coaches, all of that. Then we'll get you all set for the tip. This should be coming up around 6:55 or so. It is the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. The Thurston Colts and Eagle Point Eagles right here on 95.3 The Score.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is starting the new year right. Switch to Comcast Business and get any internet speed and add voice for just $24.95 more per month for 2 years. Call 1-800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com and learn how we can help your business go beyond fast this year. Plus, every day in January, you can also enter for a chance to win $10,000 in the Comcast Business Fast Start Event. Think of what you could do with 10 grand. Buy new devices for your sales team, upgrade your Wi-Fi network, finally replace that conference calling system. Visit comcastbusiness10ksweeps.com and enter for your chance to win. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
No purchase necessary. Ends on 1/31/19. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. who are legal age of majority and at least 18 as of date of entry. For official rules, visit comcastbusiness10ksweeps.com/official-rules. Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and available only to new Comcast Business customers. Early termination fee applies. Requires Comcast Business Internet. At additional monthly charge, equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back.
Celebration.
It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. Alex Braga here from Thurston High School. Colts playing host to the Eagle Point Eagles. Thurston number 3 in the OSAA rankings right now, 10-3 overall, 3-2 in the Midwestern League. Last year finished 22-6, 9-5 in league to finish third. First in the OSAA rankings because they beat Wilsonville 54-36 to win their first ever state title. Beat Woodburn in a play-in game, then Pendleton, Mountain View, and Crater, who was actually the Midwestern League champ last year, to get into that championship game. Head coach Blaine Libertor in his third season, 39-21 overall, 21-12 in league, was a Thurston assistant for 12 years before taking over as head coach, including 2016 under Pat Adelman, who left to coach Lincoln in Portland, which gave him his opportunity. Was also JV coach as well. Was named Oregon's Coach of the Year last year after winning that state championship. Eagle Point, number 24 in the OSAA rankings, 2-10 overall, 0-5 in the Midwestern League last year. Finished 3-21, 2-12 in league to finish last. ended up finishing 29th in the OSAA rankings and missed out in the playoffs. Head coach Cecil Felkins is in his first season with Eagle Point. Prior to coming to Eagle Point, was a baseball coach and umpire for 25 years. Has also taught at Lloyd Johnson Junior High in Arbuckle, California for 6 years, then was hired to teach social studies and coach hoops for the Eagles in August. Was also previously a hoops coach for the River City High in California in 2010. All right, the anthem just about to take place out here at Thurston, so we'll go ahead and step away. When we come back, it's tip-off time here at Thurston High School. Thurston and Eagle Point here at 95.3, The Score.
You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Oregon Army National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com today and find out if you could save.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, Alex Braga here for the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. Thurston and Eagle Point, the 10-3, number 3 in the OSAA rankings. Thurston Colts, number 24 is Eagle Point, 2-10 overall. Right now, Midwestern League standings being led by Churchill, who is 10-3 overall as well, but they are 5-0 in league, and they have had a really good start. Willamette number 2 right now. They are 9-2 overall and 4-0 in leagues. One of their losses came last week in a matchup against 6A South Eugene. That came down to the wire. That's a game you heard right here on 95.3 The Score, so a really good start to the year for Willamette. Crater, who won the Midwestern League last year, out to an 8-4 start, 2-1 in league. And again, Thurston, 10-3, 3-2 in league, coming up fourth right now, but still a long way to go. Springfield, who beat Thurston on Tuesday, 6-5 overall, 2-2 in league, followed by Ashland, North Eugene, North Bend, and Eagle Point. And so right now, Eagle Point coming in last in the in the Midwestern League, and they are playing Thurston, who is fourth right now. Teams getting announced as Isaac Lang jumps into one of his teammates. He is the last of the Colts to be announced, and we are just about ready for tip. Thurston, a nice playoff history, 20 appearances in their history, made it to the tournament site just 9 times, though, and finished as high as third, which they did in 2008 before they won that state championship game last year. Last year, by far, their best ever season. Of course, a good football history as well, and they won their first state championship in football as well just a month or so ago. Eagle Point, again, just made the postseason 8 times in their history, tournament site twice. 2012, where they made it for the first time but lost to Benson, then Silverton. 2014, where they lost to West Albany and then Wilsonville. And they have never won a game at Gill Coliseum or otherwise in the playoffs. All right, we are underway, and Thurston going to start out with the basketball. Outside the point is Dejan Alonzo, and he passes up a 3, passes outside to Cade Chris. Chris now loses the ball, nearly stolen away, and is stolen away by Eagle Point. Out with it in Devin Brad, and he has it stolen away by Alonzo in the backcourt. So right back comes Thurston. It's going to be Alonzo. Passes outside the key to Lang. Lang going to shoot a top of the key 3-pointer. No good. And the rebound goes to Eagle Point. Quinton Gelbrick with the rebound, and he gets it to Luke McHugh, who sets up the offense. Passes outside to Devin Brad. Brad drives inside, now backs it out. Guarded by Lang. Now gives it outside. Now inside as Esquibel up with a shot, and it's no good. Long rebound outside to Eagle Point, and they're going to reset the offense. It's actually Gelbrick who comes up with a rebound again, and he passes over to Esquibel. And Esquibel now pass over to Luke McHugh. McHugh outside, picks up the dribble, and through the legs, going right now back around the back inside the key. Nothing there. He's going to pass outside, and the ball nearly stolen away and is knocked out of bounds. Going to go to Thurston. Nice defense by Alonzo as Hayden Neat tried to drive in and just lost the handle as he went up for a shot. So still no score as we were just underway out here at Thurston High School. Isaac Lang now to Cade Chris. Chris going to dribble right now, pass outside to Alonzo. Alonzo all the way across the floor, finds Trey Bryant. Right now inside to Miller. Miller tried to go up and under, and he's fouled as he goes up for the shot. Couldn't get it to fall, but he's going to go to the line to shoot too. It's going to be the first foul against Logan Esquibel. That is his first personal, first foul of tonight's game. And Mason Miller going to go to the line to shoot too. He scored 12 in their loss to Springfield on Tuesday as he rattles around a shot and gets it to fall. 1-0 Colts. That game they were led by Isaac Lang, who scored 14, and then Miller, who scored 12. But Springfield really good defensively, and they kind of put the throttles to him. As Miller knocks down the second shot, 2-0 Thurston, just underway out here at Thurston High School. And number 3, Thurston Colts, defending 5A champions. In the backcourt, boy, do we have a 10-second violation, nearly. And great defense in the backcourt by Trey Bryant. Nearly forces a turnover, but Eagle Point calls timeout. And it is going to be a 30, so we'll go ahead and take it anyway. 6:24 remaining here in the first quarter. 2-0 Colts here on 95.3 The Score.
Sam's Place on Wilson Street in West Eugene, the best sports bar in town, period. This time of year, eye on who's going to make it to Super Sunday, plus lots and lots and lots of hoops. Headed to MKA to see the Ducks? Great place to pre- and post-game, or just hang and watch the game. Great menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Full-service bar, many Frosties on tap. Great selection of wine, a humidor filled with cigars. On Wilson Street, West Eugene, Sam's Place, the best sports bar in town, period.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
2-0 Colts out here at Thurston High School facing Eagle Point. Eagle Point now with the basketball out of the timeout. Hayden Neat drives left, now passes it back outside the key to Esquibel. Esquibel goes up for the shot, knocked away by Miller, and out with it is Lang. Lang going to go coast to coast. He's going to go all the way up with the right hand and lay it up and in. Boy, that's a pretty move under control. He just kind of took it up with the right hand, and he's kind of limping coming back down the floor. I don't know if he tweaked a hamstring or something, and we got a turnover the other way. And again, it's Esquibel driving to the basket and just dribbling it off his foot, and it just goes out of bounds. And Lang seems to be okay now. He was kind of wincing as he came back up the court after the lay-in, maybe just not quite loose yet. He seems to be okay, running the point. Pass over to Bryant on the right wing. Back to Chris at the top of the key. Now to Alonzo. Leaves it off for Bryant. Bryant up in the left hand. Off the glass and in. So Trey Bryant with his first two, the sophomore. And again, Lang is limping quite a bit. Not sure if he rolled an ankle or what, but he is limping on defense now. 6-0 Colts. 5.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Going all the way up with a shot in the lane. No good was Neat, and it's rebounded by Miller, and Miller out with it to Lang. Lang all the way, lays it up and gives it off to Alonzo, who just couldn't quite get the shot to fall, and out with the rebound is Esquibel. Esquibel all the way up the floor Devin Brad. Brad drives in now, leaves it outside for McHugh. McHugh all the way across court to Neat, and Neat up with the three ball. No good. Rebound goes to Miller. He's already got two to go along with 2 points on two free throws. Lang brings it up slowly now. Pass over to Chris. Over to Bryant. Thought about a three. Instead, he's going to bring it down. Now pass to Chris. Chris to Miller in the lane. Up with the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. And this time he's fouled. Actually going to get credit for a couple of rebounds there. And the foul is going to go against Eagle Point, and he's going to get to shoot two free throws. I believe it's on Brad. Nope. Hayden Knight is how it's pronounced. It's N-E-Y-T. I was going with Neat. It's Neat that he pronounces it Knight. Mason Miller knocks down the first free throw. Yeah, it's a terrible joke. I don't care. I have a microphone. You don't. Shut up. Miller knocks down the free throw. Into the game for Thurston is Kyle Castley. Really good wide receiver for their football team as Mason Miller knocks down his fourth free throw. And the Colts lead 8-0. Just a couple minutes underway here at Thurston. A big time screen in the backcourt as Castley goes down and McHugh brings it up the floor. Drives, now leaves it into the key to Skibel. Now outside, three ball on the way, knocks it down. Galbrick knocks down a three, and that is the first basket of Eagle Point. They have got to get something going offensively, and they finally knock down the open three on the outside. 8-3 Colts, 4:27 remaining here in the first quarter. Chris at the top of the key with the ball. Eagle Point in a zone defense, gives it over to Alonzo, now to Bryant. Bryant has it knocked away and stolen away, and it's nearly poked back, and it is stolen back by Chris. Chris back to Bryant. Bryant outside to Miller. Miller flashing to Chris. 10-foot jumper off the glass and goes down. I'm not sure Cade Chris called glass. It was a straightaway shot, but it goes in nonetheless. 10-2 Colts. McHugh now quickly the other way has it poked away and nearly stolen away, but it goes into the hands of his teammate, Gelbrick. Gelbrick now leaves it over for Knight. Knight now outside Esquibel, and he tries to pass it, and it's stolen away by Chris. He's going to go all the way. He's fouled in the front court, and I think in the NBA they would call that a continuation, or not a continuation, and a clear path foul, and it would be a flagrant, but not here, and Knight picks up the foul, and he's going to have to go take a seat. End of the game now for Eagle Point is Zach Gorman, a senior. And it's going to be Castley to inbound. Gets it to Christ. Just going to set up the offense. Gets it back to Castley. Eagle Point back in a man-to-man now. Over to Bryant on the right wing. Now cross-court to Alonzo. Alonzo to Castley. Castley now top of the key to Christ. Over to Miller. Miller inside now to Alonzo. Alonzo can't miss, can't make the point-blank shot. Rebound goes to McHugh. McHugh up the floor. Gets it to Gelbrick. Gelbrick drives baseline. Now pass outside to Gorman. Gorman now tried to get it inside as it knocked away and stolen away. Out with it is Castley. Well, a lot of great defense for Thurston so far. Eagle Point, a lot of struggles on offense. Bryant, right wing, now dribbles left and gives it back to Castley. Castley inside. Miller goes up with a shot and good. That time was a really nice pass by Chris, who got the ball on the baseline and just fed Miller for the easy two. 12-3 Colts. And stolen away in the backcourt. Here goes Alonzo, and he's fouled. Again, just to avoid an easy lay-in coming the other way. McHugh just has to foul him. And just sloppy play by Eagle Point so far. And Thurston taking advantage of it. A lot of substitutions right now for Thurston. As in the game, kind of a mass substitution. Stranieri comes in. Muggy comes in. And it's going to be inbounded to Miller, and as it's stolen away. Stolen away by Matthew Schaffer. Quickly up the floor, nearly stolen away again by Thurston. Stranieri reached in and just knocked the ball away, and it ends up going out of bounds. So, by the way, right now, Isaac Lang not in the game, and he is also not on the Thurston bench. And so he pulled up, and it looked like a hamstring type of issue, and he has gone back into the locker room. So I doubt we'll see him return tonight. Outside the key, now inside. It's knocked away from Gelbrick. Gelbrick nearly stolen away by Stranieri. Can't save it inbounds. Oh, it goes off of Eagle Point, and it's going to go to the Colts. So that might not be a story in tonight's game because I don't think Thurston's going to have a heck of a lot of trouble with Eagle Point tonight. But for the rest of the season, they're without Isaac Lang for any sort of time. Mason Miller with the ball out near the free throw line. Now outside to Muggy. Now to Alonzo. Back to Muggy. Gets it to Stranieri. Stranieri, great ball movement. Tried to get it into Miller, and he just couldn't handle it. And it goes through his legs, and he dives down on the floor to save it, and he is out of bounds when he has it. And so it's a turnover right back to Eagle Point. It's funny, Thurston's up 12-3 right now as Alonzo takes a seat. And into the game comes Jacob White for Thurston. So Thurston has a 12-3 lead right now, but they're playing some kind of sloppy basketball right now. It just hasn't really mattered. And the ball nearly stolen away in the backcourt. Nearly a 10-second violation again. Tries to pass it up, and this time it is stolen away. Stranieri comes out with it. He spins away from a defender, now goes up the floor. Gets it over to Castle. Castle thinks about passing, now does get it over to Muggy. Muggy inside to Miller. Sets up the offense. Outside to Castle. Swinging around the key. Three ball on the way. Off the back rim, no good. And the rebound goes to Eagle Point. Gorman out with it. Gorman up the floor. Now to Schaffer. Schaffer all the way up. Cross court pass to Gelbert. Gelbert, couple of dribbles. Now takes a right baseline jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Muggy for the Colts. Here comes Isaac Lang now walking back to the bench. Still kind of limping a little bit, but he seems okay. So that's good news for the Colts fans. As outside the key, Jacob White dribbles to the top of the key over to Stranieri. Now back to White. White outside to Muggy. Muggy fakes a pass. Now does give it over to Stranieri. Stranieri out to Castle. Castle all the way around the perimeter to Miller. And Miller jab step. Now he's going to drive baseline against a smaller defender. What a move in the lane. And he lays it up and in with a left hand. That is pretty. The defender came up to guard him, and he just kind of worked his way around him and then went up with the offhand and laid it up and in. It is 14-3. Thurston with it under a minute remaining here in the first quarter. Gelbrick outside the three-point line. Poked away and stolen away by Stranieri, and he's got the breakaway. He's going to go up and lay it in. And a timeout for Eagle Point, and it's going to be a full, and we are going to use it too. Eagle Point in desperate need of a timeout. Thurston already running away with this game here in the first quarter. Our score with 41 seconds remaining in the first. Thurston 16, Eagle Point 3, here at 95.3 The Score.
At Sun Automotive, it's about more than fixing vehicles. It's about keeping you and your family safe. Technology is always changing, but our values never waver. Always do what's right for our customers. Their kids, and now their grandkids. Sure, we all want to make a living, but for me, it's about making a life. For the best service under the sun, come to Sun Automotive in Eugene and Springfield.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Thurston a 16-3 lead over Eagle Point. I'm Alex Braga here from Thurston High School, the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week here on 95.3 The Score. Head over to Bi-Mart.com. You can find your nearest location or daily cyber deals. You can also still get your flu shot over at Bi-Mart. And I don't believe you need to make an appointment for that. I think you can just drop in and do it. But of course, I'm sure they appreciate you making an appointment. Either way, get your flu shot, people. Don't get sick because you're lazy. Inbound goes to Eagle Point, and it's going to be bringing it up the floor. Number 3, Manuel Chaparro, and he is bumped in the backcourt. See who they got the foul on. I think it's on Muggy. Yeah, it is. And so Eagle Point to inbound from the side. It's going to go to Schaffer from Gelbrick. Schaffer brings it up the floor, going against Muggy. Muggy, great defense in his face. Now the pass over to Quintero. He's going to pass it out. Three ball on the way from the left wing. It's going to be Trey McGarrell, and he misses it, and the rebound goes to Chris for Thurston. Quickly up the floor, now leaves it off for Castle, who's going to set up the offense. Nice opportunity for some backups here for Thurston to get some quality minutes as Muggy passes to Castle at the top of the key, and he dribbles right, and now passes back to Jacob White, top of the key, now to Castle. Castle's just going to shoot a deep three, and he rings it up. Kyle Castle didn't even think about it. He threw up a three-pointer with a few seconds left, about 5 feet behind the three-point line, and he knocks it down. Our score at the end of one, all Thurston so far, 19-3 over Eagle Point here on 95.3 The Score.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, you couldn't really ask much more if you're a Thurston Colts fan than they have had in the start of tonight's game against Eagle Point, 19-3 after one. And their starters really have not been asked to play a heck of a lot of basketball tonight, as head coach Blaine Liberatore able to just kind of split the first quarter with his starters and his backups. Right now, to start the second quarter, he's got the starters back in there. So that means Alonzo, that means Miller, that means Christ, that means Isaac Lang, and it means Trey Bryant all back on the floor for Thurston. As Eagle Point starts the quarter with the ball, it's going to be Luke McHugh out near the top of the key as Thurston backs into his zone, and a pass outside of Brad. Devin Brad tries to pass it into the key, knocked away by Miller, but it goes right to an Eagle Point player. Out with it is Esquibel. Pass outside to McHugh, back into Esquibel, and he has it knocked away. And Isaac Lang on the breakaway, look out, goes up with a lay-in, gets, oh, he can't quite get it to fall, but he's going to get to shoot free throws. After trailing on the play, Gelbrick reaches in and grabs his left arm and prevents him from making the shot at least. But again, he gets the foul on Lang. The first foul against Gelbrick, fifth team foul against Eagle Point, as Isaac Lang rattles out the first free throw. Very solid player. Again, first team All-State last year as the point guard and leading his team to a state championship. And he misses the second one as well, but Miller chases down the rebound for the Colts. Gets it out to Christ. Christ all the way cross court to Lang, who's going to set up the offense. Gets it in the key to Alonzo. Nearly has it knocked away. Dives on the floor, and let's see what the call is. Actually, not sure what the call is. They got somebody for a foul there. They did, yeah. Boy, that's an interesting call. Esquivel with the call against him, and he looks frustrated as he goes to the bench now. He's forced to check out. That's his second foul as Gorman comes in for him. Interesting call there, as it was Alonzo diving on the floor to get the ball, and it didn't really look like he was anywhere close to him. Lang with the inbound, now to Alonzo in the corner, thought about a three, pulls it down, drives into the lane, shoots a little five-foot jumper, knocks it down. Jean Alonzo with his first basket of the game. 21-3 Colts. Coming the other way now, it's going to be Gorman. Gorman goes up with a little hook shot in the lane. Not even close, and the rebound goes to Alonzo. Alonzo now to Lang. Lang dribbles up the floor, backs it out. Now passes to Christ, and it's nearly stolen away. A little sloppy pass there, and it is stolen away as Knight comes up with it. Knight's going to bring the ball up the floor. Crosses over Christ, now backs out. Setting up the offense for Eagle Point. Now he picks up his dribble, and Chris is all over him. Passes out to McHugh. McHugh against Bryant. Dribbles baseline. Now cross-court pass. It's going to be Devin Brad. He's going to shoot an open three, and he knocks it down. There you go. So the second basket of the game for Eagle Point, their second three-pointer, and it's 21-6. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Eagle Point's going to need a few more of those. They're going to crawl back in this one. Lang leaves it off for Alonzo, now to Bryant, to Christ, inside now to Miller. Miller just going to go up with a lay-in, and he knocks it down. Boy, that doesn't get much easier than that. That is Thurston just plain running the play. Ball does not touch the floor on that possession. That's as good as it gets. Brad with the ball near midcourt. He's trapped and gives it over to McHugh, and they got Alonzo for a foul. As McHugh tried to spin away, and Alonzo knew it right away. Just kind of reached in with his right hand, and he knew he shouldn't have done it. Didn't need to do it. As Chris going to take a seat, Stranieri going to come in for him for the Colts. Got to tell you, Thurston wins the hair game, I can tell you that much. Alonzo's got kind of the shortcut around the sides and the back and then tight up top in the braid. And then Isaac Lang's hair is a feat. It is incredible. It is curly. It goes down to the middle of his back. It is awesome. And he doesn't even bother tying it. It's really good. By the way, in the meantime of me talking about hair, Eagle Point turned the ball over again. Goes out of bounds back to the Colts, and it's going to be Stranieri inbounding from the sideline. He is a the hair game. It's basically a sports photographer's dream as you get him going up for a lay-in with the hair flying behind him. Speaking of which, Lang with the ball gives it to Miller at the free throw line. Backs down, now pass out to Alonzo. Pump fake drives into the lane, leaves it off for Miller. What a pass, and Miller goes up, knocks it down, and he's fouled. But that play was all Dejan Alonzo as he drove into the lane off of a nice pump fake and just left it off, leaving Miller open for the easy lay-in and one. So after the basket, it is 25-6 Colts with 5.5 minutes remaining in the first half. As Gorman checks out for Eagle Point, Chaparro comes in for him. And Miller knocks down the free throw. So Mason Miller having a pretty good first half so far. 13 points already. Bryant with a steal in the backcourt. And Bryant's just going to go in for the lay-in with the left hand. Boy, another turnover for Eagle Point. This is impressive. 28-6. And bringing it up the floor and fouled this time is Brad. Let's see who they get the foul on. I think it's either Bryant or Lang. And it's going to be Bryant. That's his first foul. And Bryant's going to check out of the game. And Dawson Muggy's going to come in for him. Just the third foul against the Colts in the first half. Eagle Point in the bonus with 7. As McHugh gets the inbound for the Eagles and dribbles up against Muggy. Pass to the left wing to Escobel. He now passes to Brad. Brad against Strandieri. Crossover dribble in the lane. Now backs out and leaves it off for Chaparro. Chaparro going to dribble right. Now backs up. 15-foot jumper on the way. Knocks it down. Nice little shot in rhythm there. Manuel Chaparro. The third basket of the game for Eagle Point. 28-8. 4.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Lang brings it up the floor against Chaparro. Dribbles right, leaves it off for Muggy, who dribbles left, leaves it off for Alonso. Gives it to Strandieri, flashing the free throw line. Backdoor pass to Lang, who lays it up and in. That offensive play was a thing of beauty, and it results in an easy lane for Lang. 30-8 Colts. Chaparro in the backcourt. Tries to pass it up, and it's nearly stolen away, but somehow gets to his teammate, and it goes to Kendrick, and Kendrick goes up with a shot, and he's fouled. An emphatic rejection by Muggy on the play, but he got him with the body. And so now Kendrick is going to get to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyler Kendrick, a junior for the Eagles. A couple of dribbles, knocks down the free throw. This is going to be one of those games as a head coach for Eagle Point is, you know, it's a lot of learning experiences tonight. You're not going to beat Thurston. 30-10 after Kendrick makes that second free throw. But you kind of take what you can from a game like this. I have been in some games like this. Not necessarily fun, but you try to make the best of it. Lang the other way, thought about a three, instead gives it to Miller. Miller up with a shot. He misses it, and the rebound goes to McHugh for Eagle Point. 30-10, clock now under 4 minutes in the first half. McHugh against Muggy, crossover to the left. Now comes back right and passes over to Kendrick in the corner. Kendrick takes a pass, now dribbles baseline and has it poked away and stolen away. Miller out with the steal, gets it to Strandieri, all the way up the floor to Lang. Lang lays it up and in. Touchdown pass to Isaac Lang, who just lays it up and in. That thing was money. Chaparro nearly stolen away in the backcourt, gets it up to McHugh. McHugh thought about a three, instead flashing to Esquibel, who goes up with a lay-in, misses it, and the rebound goes to Alonzo. Alonzo going to dribble it up all the way. And he gives it off for Lang. Lang lays it up and in, but before he did that, there was a foul on the pass. I'm not sure who they're going to get for the foul. Looks like 21. That's going to be Devin Brad. It's Devin Brad's first and the 8th team foul against Eagle Point. So Alonzo's going to get to shoot the one-on-one as Lang checks out. And Jacob White comes in for him. Probably the last we'll see Isaac Lang here in the first half. As Alonzo shoots the front end of the 1-on-1 and knocks it down. So Alonzo now 3 points for the senior. Also 2 rebounds. Knocks down the second free throw as well. He's got 4. 35-10. Thurston with the lead. As Alonzo also checks out. And Kyle Castley comes in for Thurston. Jabbar gets the inbound, bringing it up against full court pressure by the Colts, and it's stolen away by Muggy. He gets it up to White. White going to go up with a right hand off the glass and in. He thought he was fouled, too, but he gets the lay-in nonetheless. 37-10. Thurston with the lead. 3 minutes left. Bringing it up is Brad. Brad against full court pressure. Tries to pass it up. Nearly stolen away again. All the way up the floor to Chaparro. Chaparro pump fake up with the lay-in. Gets it down. Nice composure there by Chaparro as he got the ball underneath the basket. And if he went up the first time, it probably would have been rejected. But a nice pump fake. And he just lays it in off the glass. 37-12. Thurston now with the lead. White outside, top of the key to Castley. Castley to Stranieri. Stranieri going to drive baseline. Boy, he is hammered, but no call. They're going to say it's blocked and out of bounds. Great defense there by Kendrick. And the ball is going to stay with Thurston after the block. Into the game now is Trey McGarrell. Checks in for Brad for the Eagles. It's going to be Muggy to inbound from underneath his own basket. Looks for Miller. Nothing there. Inside, outside to Castley. Castley going to put up a three right off the inbound. No good. Over the top rebound by Miller. Outside to White. Left wide open at the top of the key, and he can't get it to fall. And the rebound to Chaparro, who tried to save it inbounds but couldn't. And it's going to go to Thurston. Boy, tough break there. As that was pretty good defense by Eagle Point. Just got to squeeze the rebound and get it inbounds. Checking in now is for Stranieri is Jackson Beagle, a senior for the Colts. Inbound goes to Miller, outside to White. White now swings it around, stolen away. Here comes Esquibel. Esquibel, two-on-one to Chaparro, and boy, Chaparro didn't go up with it. Well, he had an opportunity. Instead, he dribbled it outside and then passed it outside. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound goes to the Colts. Boy, that was a missed opportunity for Eagle Point. Up to Muggy now. Muggy all the way across court to White. White baseline, pump fake. Now he's going to put up a shot and rolls around. No good. Rebound Miller. Miller goes right up with it. Gets it to fall, and he's fouled again. Mason Miller having a fantastic first half for the Thurston Colts, and it's 38-12. .15 points and 7 rebounds in the first half for Miller. He's looking to make it an even 16. And he rolls it around the rim and gets it to fall. So 16 points in the first half so far for Mason Miller. And under 2 minutes remaining, it's 39-12. Thurston with the lead. Chaparro in the backcourt. He tries to throw it all the way up, and he does get it to his teammate Esquibel outside the three-point line. Throws it back door to Kendrick. Kendrick now outside. Gets it to McGarrell. McGarrell now back outside to Kendrick. Puts up a three. No good. And the rebound goes to Miller. And Miller tried to pass it to a teammate and somehow gets it to White. White going to dribble all the way. Go up with a shot. He's hammered. And this time they call the foul against Eagle Point, and he's going to get to go to the line. I like the aggression for a smaller guy, Jacob White. Just going right at two defenders, drawing the contact and getting the free throws. Foul goes against Kyler Kendrick. That's his first, the junior for Eagle Point. 10th team foul against the Eagles, so double bonus remainder of the half. As White spins it around, knocks down the first free throw. The senior with 3 points so far. As Esquibel checks out for Eagle Point, Gorman comes in for him. Bryant now in for Thurston. Castley checks out. It's a nice ovation from the fans behind the bench and his teammates over there. And White knocks down the free throw. 40-12, Thurston. 1.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Chaparro tries a backdoor pass, stolen away by Bryant, and he lays it up and in. Doesn't get much easier than that for Bryant. And it's 42-12. Gelbrick brings it up the floor, going against Beagle. 15-on-15. Gelbrick crossover, looks for the backdoor pass. Now instead passes over to Chaparro. Chaparro jab step, now dribbles left into the lane, tries a spin move. Fakes a shot, now gets it over to Gorman. Gorman dribbles in, now up with a right-hand hook shot, gets it to fall. Pretty shot against Miller, right over the top of him, 42-14. Zach Gorman's first two for the senior. As Trey Bryant brings it up the floor for the Colts, over to White at the left wing, and we got a foul away from the ball. I think it's going to be an illegal screen against the Colts, you betcha. And it's going to go against Bryant. Trey Bryant's second foul. It's the fifth against the Colts. in the half. Just 43 seconds left. And the inbound goes to Chaparro. Chaparro against White. Needs a screen, gets it. Now passes on the roll to Gilbert. Gilbert inside to Gorman. Now back outside to Gilbert. Gives him a screen. Pump fake. Now 15-foot jumper on the way. Back rim no good. And the rebound goes to Beagle for the Colts. His second rebound of the game. Now he gives it to Bryant. 23 seconds in the first half. And the Colts are just going to slow things down and wait for the final shot. Bryant, now to Beagle, back to Bryant. Bryant all the way out near the midcourt stripe, through the legs, dribble. Now they run the play, gets a screen from Miller, now leaves it off for him. Miller has it poked away and stolen away. Here comes Kendrick. Kendrick, 5 seconds remaining, passes back door. Oh, and it goes right through the hands of McGarrell and goes to Bryant. And a lot of contact in the backcourt, but no call. I mean, there has to be something there. I think everybody just kind of content to get out of the first half. And I think as mad as Thurston was on that bench because there was so much contact on the play, I think they're probably pretty okay with getting a halftime too. Let's just kind of get this thing over with and get everybody on their way. Our score here at the half, Thurston all over Eagle Point, 43-14. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you some first half stats and get you some action from earlier this week. You're listening to the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Get ready, Lane County. The RV Palooza is over, but the low show prices continue for every remaining RV at Garrity in Junction City. If you still want a bargain, listen up. Garrity RV has agreed to honor Palooza pricing now through Sunday on over 700 motorhomes, trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. We've saved the best for last from Newmar, Winnebago, Heartland RV, Jayco, Northwood, Arctic Fox, and dozens more. Palooza pricing saves you thousands of dollars on new and used RVs for every budget. Imagine your monthly RV payment being less than one night stay at a reputable hotel. This isn't just possible, it's entirely likely on your approved credit. Get a free on-the-spot appraisal of your current RV or sell it for instant cash or consign it. You can trade in anything, and even if you still owe money, Oregon's largest selection of RVs is in one location, Junction City. Hurry for the best selection of one-of-a-kind bargains and like new trade-ins from last weekend's RV Palooza. Don't miss the final days of Palooza pricing at Garrity RV in Junction City. But hurry, it all ends Sunday.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back here to Thurston High School. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Thurston and Eagle Point. It is 43-14. Thurston with the lead right now. Let's go ahead and run through some of the stats. Mason Miller leading the way for the Colts with 16 points and 8 rebounds. He is having himself a field day down there. Isaac Lang with 6 points for the Colts. No rebounds, which is kind of odd for him. He's kind of a all-around type of player. Jacob White with 4 points. Santino Stranieri with 2. And Jackson Beagle adding 2 rebounds. Dejon Alonzo, 4 points and 2 boards. Trey Bryant, 6 points. Dawson Muggy with a rebound. Cade Chris, 2 points and a rebound. Kyle Castley with 3 points to round out the scoring for the Colts. Over on the other side, Eagle Point tonight, 2 rebounds for Luke McHugh. Kyler Kendrick with 2 points. Manuel Chaparro, 2 points and a rebound. Quentin Gelbrick with 3 points and 2 boards. Logan Esquibel with 1 rebound. Devin Brad with 3 points on 1 3-pointer. Zach Gorman with 2 points and a rebound. So again, just the 5 players for Eagle Point with a basket, And it is all Thurston here in the first half. Thurston also leading the rebound battle 14-7. And so it's really been a pretty simple analysis of this game. Eagle Point, every time they bring the ball up the floor, seems to turn it over to Thurston, and Thurston doing what Thurston does, and that is taking advantage of opportunities and getting easy baskets. And so far it's been a lot of different guys scoring for them. 8 players who have scored baskets for Thurston tonight, being led by Mason Miller, who has just been a beast on the glass, nearly a double-double in the first half with 16 points and 8 boards. All right, let's go ahead and look at some of the scores from earlier on this week, some games from Tuesday. We'll start off with the 5A Midwestern League games. Again, Springfield ended up beating Thurston, giving them their second league loss. They lost to Churchill earlier this year as well. 41-40, the final there. Zach Brown led the Millers with 12. He had a big-time three with 44 seconds left in the game to take the lead, and they were able to hold on. Willamette, again, second right now in the Midwestern League, took down North Bend 57-37. Luke Smith with 17 points. Owen Cross had 15 for Willhigh. Luke Smith, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I covered their game against South Eugene on Tuesday. I believe he is the son of former Duck A.D. Smith. Again, if you want to correct me if I'm wrong, at 95 through the score on Twitter, but I think I'm right there. Churchill 81, North Eugene 52. So Churchill holding on to their undefeated record in league, 5-0 right now. Isaiah Wallace led the Lancers with 24 in that one. 6A Southwest Conference game, South Eugene, and continued their impressive start to the season, 74-66 win over Sheldon. South went on a 16-4 run in the final 3 minutes of the third quarter and held off the Irish. Cole McAnich led them with 15 points and 10 assists. Josh Paul added 15. Aiden Clark had 14 points, 9 boards, and 5 blocks for the Axe. Patrick Herbert, check out this line in the loss, 26 points and 10 boards. So he was basically trying to carry his team to a win in that one and just came up a little bit short. And also 6A Southwest Conference, North Medford took down South Medford 72-59. Moving over to some girls' scores from the 5A Midwestern League. Springfield took down Thurston 45-23. Emma McKinney had 21 and 6. Rebecca Durbin added 10 points for the Millers. And by the way, McKinney and Durbin both transfers from Marist this year. And so Springfield, who has a history of being good, got a couple of the best players in the area to transfer there. And so far, so good for the Millers girls team this year. North Bend 38, Willamette 36. Churchill took down North Eugene 69-33. Danica Starr had 19-7 to lead the way for the Lancers. They led 24-2 after the first quarter and just kind of cruise, kind of similar to what's going on tonight here at Thurston. Thurston led Eagle Point 19-3 after the first. And so they cruise there, and right now Thurston cruising here. 6A Southwest Conference, just 2 games on Tuesday. Grants Pass beat Sheldon 57-37, and North Medford took down South Eugene 43-29. So again, our score here at Thurston is the Colts a commanding 43-14 lead over the Eagle Point Eagles. When we come back on the other side of this break, we'll go ahead and get you to the second half. You're listening to the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Celebrate the new year with super savings at your Northwest Neighborhood Bi-Mart. Cozy up and save on winter clothing, now 50% off select styles. And save $10 on a warm living infrared stove heater. Resolve to stay healthy when you save 20% off 21st century vitamins and supplements. Plus, Mobil's super synthetic motor oil is on sale too. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
Now. Let's celebrate. It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back. It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Well, Mac Thurston just about ready to start the second half. The Colts, a commanding lead here at the half, 43-18. I'm Alex Braga. Thank you for joining me tonight. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Bi-Mart.com, find your nearest location or daily cyber deals. Isaac Lang starts out with the ball for the Colts here in the second half. Again, leading by a lot. And already a backdoor alley-oop attempt to Lang. And it just a little bit too high, goes off his hands and off the basket support, which is out of bounds. And so it's going to go to Eagle Point. So I get the feeling that if Isaac Lang caught that and dunked it, he probably would have been subbed out for the rest of the game. It was to start the second half. Nearly stolen in the backcourt, and we got a blocking foul against Alonzo. And that's a good call, as he came up and tried to draw the charge as the pass was to Knight, and Knight kind of turned around as he got the ball, and Alonzo fell to the floor. But he didn't really give Knight enough room to move after he caught the pass, and so that's actually you getting too close into the body and causing the foul, and therefore it's against the defense. So the foul goes against Alonzo. That is his second. And Eagle Point brings the ball up the floor. We got a carry against Luke Mahieu. Not a call you see very often. Basically a palming the ball. And he's going to give the ball back to Thurston. Really good defense by the Colts tonight. As Lang brings it up the floor. Over to Bryant off a screen. Now back to Lang. Lang inside to Miller. He's all the way under the basket already. And all he does is turn around and lay it in. That is too easy. He backed his man all the way to the basket, got the pass from Lang, and just turned around and laid it in. In the backcourt, nearly stolen away. Full court press by the Colts in effect, and it is really good tonight. And it goes out of bounds to Eagle Point. And Brad gonna inbound from the sideline. Lang in front of him. Gets it in to Knight. Knight dribbles up against Chris into the front court, dribbles all the way to the three-point line now. Double teamed, pass out to Brad. Brad going against Lang, dribbles in. Now pass outside to McHugh, who's going to set up the offense. McHugh with Bryant guarding him, dribbles left, and passes out of bounds. Trying to hit Brad, who cut back door, a little miscommunication, and instead the ball just goes right to somebody in the front row. So the Thurston band filling up that whole area over there. I think it hit a trombone player. As Lang brings it up for the Colts, pass over to Bryant off a screen, now to Chris. Chris inside of Miller. Miller backs down, up with a right hand, and it's good. Well, Mason Miller already a couple of quick baskets in the second half. He now has 20, and Thurston's up 47-14. Outside now, thought about a three-pointer to Galbraith. Instead, he's going to drive in and shoot a little teardrop shot and get it to fall. Putting Galbraith his second basket of the game. Quickly the other way comes Bryant, and now he's going to back things out and get it to Chris and Lang, and Lang's going to reset the offense. Lang dribbles left and hands off to Alonzo. Alonzo now to Miller at the free throw line. Flashing backdoor pass to Lang, who just lays it in. Great look by Miller, but that is within the design of the offense and just a great play set up by the head coach, Liberatore. And this time, Trickley the other way, driving baseline. Gelbrick lays it up and in. 49-18, and Eagle Point caught the Thurston defense napping. Lang now dribbles left against Brad. Hands off to Alonzo. Now to Miller, top of the key. Now swing pass all the way to Lang. Left open for a three. Ring it up. Isaac Lang holds up the three fingers. Now gets back in the defensive position as they stay in the full court press off the made basket. Luke McHugh breaks the press and gets it into the front court. Now inside to Brad. Now outside. Thought about a three to Gelbrick. He said he's going to drive in with a right hand off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Lang, his first of the night. Quickly up the floor to Bryant. Bryant going to go all the way to the rim, and he lays it up and in. Trey Bryant, the sophomore, has eight. 54-18 Colts. And in the backcourt, nearly a turnover, but it's knocked out of bounds off of Bryant. And going to stay with Eagle Point. Curious when Coach Liberatore is going to switch out of the full court press for the Colts. Obviously, a really good opportunity for them to work on it. But it almost seems like poor sportsmanship at some point. McHugh brings it up across the midcourt stripe. Now passes up to Esquibel. Esquibel all the way up with a wild shot. No good. And the rebound goes to Miller, his ninth. One rebound away from a double-double. Now to Lang. Lang, pull up. 15-foot jumper. Ring it up. Boy, nice shot. Kind of rolled around and then fell. And the Colts lead 56-18 all the way against four defenders into the front court. And they finally call a foul. Was Gelbrick. And I think they got Chris for it. And they did. So, Cade Chris, that's his first foul. Gelbrick going against four Colts defenders in the backcourt, and he broke through and actually got bumped by Christ and drew a foul. So now Eagle Point to inbound. It's going to go to Brad in the backcourt. One-on-one against Lang. Dribbles left and now passes outside to Esquibel. Esquibel, a little 15-foot jumper. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Alonzo. Alonzo leaves it off for Christ, who gets it up to Lang, who's going to slowly bring it up now. Coach Liberatore calls out the play. And now they start running it. Pass to Bryant at the right wing. Now pass to Alonzo. Top of the key. Thought about a three. Instead gives it over to Chris on the left side. Looking inside for Miller. Nothing there. Instead he gets it to Lang. Flashing the free throw line jumper. Yes, sir. And Isaac Lang, who just had six at the half, has already made a few baskets here in the second half. Brad off the inbound. Dribbling it into the front court. Three players guard him. Instead gives it up to McHugh. McHugh all the way across court. Three ball on the way for Gelbrick. And he rings it up. That's a nice shot by Gelbrick. In rhythm. His second three-pointer of the game. And he's got 10, 58-21. Thurston still maintaining a huge lead, but Eagle Point showing some good fight here in the second half. 3:55 remaining in the third quarter. Alonzo, 15-foot jumper, front rim, then rolls in. Dejan Alonzo, he has six now, and the Colts 58, the Eagles 23. Into the front court, bumped and knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of Miller. And stay with Eagle Point. And we got some mass substitutions again. And that's what Coach Liberatore did in the first quarter. And looks like that's what he's going to do here in the third as well. Basically subs in most of his bench here. The only starters remaining are Miller and Lang. And the inbound, quick shot on the way, gets it to fall. Hayden Knight, his first two. And it's 58-25 as Lang brings it up the floor. Through the legs, surveys, now over to Stranieri. Stranieri around to Muggy. Muggy to Miller in the corner. Now outside to White. Now swings it around to Lang. Lang, crossover dribble, 15-foot jumper on the way. Back rim no good, and the rebound goes to Kendrick. Kendrick now gets it up to Knight. Knight dribbling it up the floor. Euro step in the lane, up with the right hand, no good. Rebound goes to Stranieri for the Colts. He gets it to Lang. Lang up the floor, crossover with the right hand, leaves it off for Miller. Nice pass, two-pointer on the way. Let's see if they call it. Yeah, they did. He thought it was a three, but he had his right foot on the line, so it's just a two, and it's 60-25. But again, Mason Miller with 22 points now. We're rebound away from a double-double. Stolen away by the Colts, up to Lang, all the way up to Stranieri. Pump fake in the lane, up, not, no good, rejected in the lane. And out with it is Eagle Point. Stranieri compounds the mistake by calling, getting a foul in the backcourt. That was nice defense by Hayden Knight of sticking with the play, just going up one-on-one and getting his hand on the shot, and then coming out with it and drawing the foul. Now he's asking for help in the backcourt as he tries to inbound, and the smile on his face, Manuel Chaparro runs back. He's like, I got you, man. And it's inbound to Chaparro. Dribbling against Muggy. And the crossover, spin move, And Muggy staying right on him. Gets it in the wing now to Gelbert. Gelbert going to drive in. Little 10-foot jumper. Yes, sir. That's a nice shot. And Quentin Gelbert kind of starting to assert himself here. He's got 12. 62-25. Thurston with the lead. I think they might have given that to the wrong team. Should be 60-27. And a turnover by the Colts as we try to figure out the score here. And I'm pretty sure it's 60-27. All right, we'll figure it out. 2:15 remaining in the third. Eagle Point bringing it up the floor. It's Hayden Knight crossing over against Miller. Now he gets a screen. Still looking. Gets it over to Gelbrick now. Gelbrick will try to step back, and it was stolen away by White in the process. Just kind of lost the handle as he went to step back and take a shot. Lang with the ball. Now to Miller. Now to Muggy. Muggy trying to drive right baseline. No, not there, and it's cut off and knocked out of bounds by Chaparro. And it's going to stay with Thurston underneath their own basket. And Lang's going to inbound from underneath and gets it to Stranieri, trying to catch the defense off guard. Can't hit the shot. And we got a foul on the rebound against Isaac Lang. Lang trying to go up over the top of Knight. And they got him for the contact there. That's his first. And checking into the game now is Grant Stark. He's going to come in for Miller. And that's probably the last we're going to see in Miller for a while, maybe the entire game, as he gets a nice ovation. And comes to the sideline. And Grant Stark, son of the AD, head football coach here at Thurston, checks into the game for the first time. Bringing it up the floor is Knight, going against a couple of defenders. Jumps up, nearly stolen away, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Isaac Lang. He tried to pass across the lane, and Lang cut it off and was nearly able to bring it in and corral it, but it goes out of bounds. Chaparro to inbound. Just throws it up to Knight. Tried a little jump ball alley-oop, but couldn't handle it. And it comes out with it is Isaac Lang. Lang now to White. Now to Muggy. Muggy to Stranieri. Stranieri back out to Muggy. Out to Lang. He's going to dribble left. And has it knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Eagle Point. Nice defense there by Chaparro to get his hand in there and just knock it out of bounds. And we'll see what the play is here. By the way, Grant Stark, a really good football player. First team All-State offense and defense as a defensive end and tackle. He is phenomenal. And a inbound pass goes out of bounds off of Thurston. So Eagle Point's going to get the benefit of a turnover here. Let's see if they can actually do something with it. Trey McGarrell, nice defense there. He's going to inbound it from the right side and get it to Chaparro. Chaparro bring it up the floor against Muggy. Gets trapped near the mid-court stripe, and it's stolen away by Lang. And Lang is heard a whistle. There it is. There is a foul. I was going to say, who called the foul? Is the official underneath the basket wasn't acting like anything happened, but there was definitely a whistle. And so finally the official from all the way back near midcourt gives the signal for the foul, and it's going to be against Chaparro, who got Lang as he was trying to drive into the lane. This time, by the way, Lang does drive into the lane, and he misses the money. And the rebound goes to Eagle Point. Out with it is McGarrell. McGarrell up to Schaffer. Schaffer now up to Gorman. Outside Chaparro. He's going to shoot a three. No good. Air ball. And the rebound going to go to Thurston. Actually trying to save it in bounds with Schaffer, and he was on the end line when he did. And so Thurston's just going to get to inbound underneath the basket. And it's going to go to Lang with 50 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. 62-25 our score. All Colts. And nearly stolen away, but out with it is Lang, who gives it off to White. Now back over to Lang in the left wing. Now inside to Stark. Stark backing down his man. Goes up with a right-hand hook shot in the key. Couldn't get it to fall, but the rebound goes to Chaparro for Eagle Point. Now he spins up the floor. Gives it over to McGarrell. Three ball. Yes, sir! Trey McGarrell, the junior, with his first bucket of the game. 62-28. 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Lang just going to bring it up the floor. Now pass to Muggy. Over to Stranieri. Now over to White. White dribbles left. Pass over to Muggy. 5 seconds left. Inside to Stark. Stark backing down his man. Now outside to Stranieri. He's got to put up a shot. 1 second left. Lang's got to put it up. He didn't get it off, and he didn't make it anyways. So our score after three. Eagle Point at least showing some fight, which you got to give him a lot of credit for. Our score as we head to the fourth. Thurston 62. Eagle Point 28 here on 95.3 The Score.
Our customers tell us that shopping at St. Vincent de Paul is an adventure. It's like going on a treasure hunt, and finding treasures at bargain prices make it even more fun. What's more, the money you spend at St. Vincent de Paul helps thousands of people right here in Lane County. So have some fun, save some money, and do something nice for your neighbors. Shop St. Vincent de Paul, where you're likely to find just what you're looking for. St. Vincent de Paul. We're in the phone book and online.
This message is sponsored by St. Vincent de Paul in association with EARS.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Thurston as we get going here in the fourth quarter. Our score, Colts 62, Eagle Point Eagles 28. It's the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. Alex Braga here. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thanks for sticking with me if you're still out there listening to this one. It has been all Thurston all the way. They led 19-3 after one, 43-14 after the first half, and now they lead 62-28 as we head to the fourth. And kind of to be expected, Thurston number three in the state. 10-3 overall, defending state champions, going up against Eagle Point, who is just 2-10 coming into tonight and number 24 in the state. And so Thurston playing as advertised in the inbound. We got a bump and a foul already. Kind of a sloppy game tonight, even though the score is the way it is, as Hayden Newt gets the inbounds and he's fouled immediately by Jackson Beagle. I guess that's to be expected with a lot of backups on the floor for Thurston tonight as well. And quickly off the inbound, three ball on the way by McGarrell, this time from the wing, no good. Boy, tipped up and nearly in by Knight. Great effort, but he couldn't get it to fall. Beagle out with the rebound. Now up to White. White inside to Stark. He leaves it off for White. What a pass and what a lay-in by Jacob White, the beneficiary of a great look by Grant Stark. Up the floor now is Hayden Knight, and he passes out to McHugh at the top of the key to set up the offense. Now back to Knight. Now back outside to Escobel. Escobel to McHugh. McHugh. Now to McGarrell. McGarrell, and he has it stolen away again. White out with it. Dribbles up. Now leaves it out for Stark. Over to Bryant. The bench wanted Stark to shoot it. Now he's going to get a 15-foot jumper, and he rings it up and knocks it down. Grant Stark with a 15-foot jumper. He's got two, and the Colts are up 66-28. Knight with it. Dribbles up the floor. Now passes over to Escobel. Top of the key. Backdoor pass to McGarrell. McGarrell almost couldn't handle it, but instead gets it out to Knight now. Knight just going to shoot a three off a screen, and he knocks it down. Hayden Knight, his first three of the night. He's got 5 points. And they're back to within 35. As Castley gets it outside the three-point line. Pass over to Beagle. Beagle now to Bryant. Bryant inside to Stark. Looking to him again. Drop step up of the shot. Rejected as he went up. Escobel with a great defensive play, and he comes out with the ball. Up to Schaffer. Schaffer in the front court. Now back out to Knight, who's going to reset the offense. Over to McHugh. Now back to Knight. Knight over to Escobel. He's got Stark guarding him outside the three-point line. Now to McHugh. Dribbles right in the lane. Euro step with a wild shot. No good, but it goes right to Escobel, who gets his first two off of the rebound. 66-33. Colts on top. Under 6 minutes left here in the quarter, and we got a timeout. Head coach Blaine Liberator, and we'll go ahead and take it too. Our score, 5:46 remaining here in the third. Thurston 66, Eagle Point 33, here on 95.3 The Score.
Make room for the new year, starting in the garage at the Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot, where you'll find an HDX 5-level black and yellow shelf unit at a special buy of only $29.88. It'll hold up to 150 pounds per shelf, making quick work of a messy garage, all with very little work on your part. The Store More, Save More event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Just kind of looking over at the record. There's actually a board here at Thurston High School in their gym that has the all-time football stats records. And I did not know that existed until tonight. I usually do games on the other side of the stands. And tonight I was going to be right behind the band, which would have made it impossible for you all to hear me. So I'm on the other side. And I did not notice that board. And it is pretty, some pretty impressive numbers, most of them by Trevor Westover, who I actually covered. A lot of those records coming from like the 2000, his 2009 through 2011. And I definitely, that was the beginning of my broadcasting career of high school games. Castley off the inbound for the Colts, shoots a quick three, and it's no good. And McGarrell out with a rebound for Eagle Point. But he was a phenomenal running back, as you might imagine. Holds the all-purpose yards record for the Colts, a little over 4,000 yards for his career. So, yeah, he was pretty good. So let's see if Eagle Point can get something going here in the fourth. Off of a screen, Esquibel has it knocked away. It's stolen away by Cassidy. He's going to dribble all the way to the lane and lay it up and couldn't get it to fall. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Thurston. Boy, I think they thought that was off of Eagle Point, but it's going to be off of Beagle. And Knight to inbound. Gets it to Schaffer, dribbles it up, nearly stolen away. Euro step against Stark, lays it up with a right hand and gets it to fall. That's a nice move all the way to the basket against the big man. The junior with his first two. And it's 66-35. Bryant brings it up and gets it over to White on the right wing. Gets a screen from Beagle. Dribbles left. Looking. Now gets it to Stark. Top of the key. Dribbles left. Leaves it off for Bryant. Sets a screen for him. Bryant wide open three, and he airballed it. A little bit too much time to think about it, I think, and Schaffer comes out with it. And Bryant steals it away on another bad pass. This time he's going to go all the way to the rim with a left hand and lay it in. There you go. A little bit more high percentage there for Bryant, who's still kind of laughing as he comes down the floor, laughing about that air ball three-pointer. And we got a foul in the backcourt as Thurston's still in the full court press. And I think they got Beagle for it. That's his second. 16 foul for the Colts. 4.5 minutes remaining in the game. 68-35, Thurston. McHugh off the inbound. Dribbles inside. Goes up with a wild shot with a right hand. No good. Rebound goes to Grant Stark. Stark to Bryant, up to Beagle, leaves it off for White. Great pass, great lay-in, and a great basket for the Thurston Colts. 70-35 off the lay-in by White. Knight up the floor. He gets a screen, nearly stolen away by Bryant. Dribbles inside, goes up with a wild right-hand shot. This time he gets it to fall. Hayden Knight, his third basket of the night. He has seven. 70-37 the score as White has it in the front court. He's going to go baseline, going to go up with a shot, and the rebound, no good, goes to Schaffer, and Schaffer going to bring it up quickly up the floor to McGarrell. McGarrell thought about a three. Might as well just pull the trigger, kid. Zed gets it out to Knight. Knight with Beagle guarding him. Pass over to McHugh, now back to Knight, and Knight's going to dribble left and spin into the lane. Little 10-foot shot on the way. Rolls around and got it to fall, and he's fouled. That right there is a pretty shot, and you like the aggressiveness by Knight to just go right at the defender and go up and get it to fall. 70-39 the score. A bunch of substitutions coming in now for Eagle Point. Yes, Coach Falcons kind of emptying the bench there. And Knight rolls around the shot and can't get it to fall. Rebound goes to Trey Bryant. Bryant going to go all the way up the floor. Coast to coast up with a left hand. No good. And the rebound to Eagle Point. And I think we have a foul over the back. Going to be against Thurston. Jackson Beagle picks up the foul. That is his fourth. And the eighth team foul against Thurston. And Thurston's going to call timeout. 3:19 remaining here in the ballgame. Thurston all over Eagle Point, 70-39 here on 95.3 The Score.
Celebrate the new year with super savings at your Northwest Neighborhood Bi-Mart. Cozy up and save on winter clothing, now 50% off select styles. And save $10 on a warm living infrared stove heater. Resolve to stay healthy when you save 20% off 21st century vitamins and supplements. Plus, Mobil Super Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale too. Shop local, spend local, stay local at your Northwest employee-owned Bi-Mart.
Hi.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
70-39, our score at the line right now for Eagle Point. Zach Gorman, 3:19 remaining in the basketball game. Alex Braga here from Thurston. Thank you for joining me tonight and sticking with us through a game that has belonged to Thurston since the beginning. And Gorman misses the free throw. Rebound goes to Grant Starr. 19-3, the lead after one, and Thurston just coasting in this one. Bryant, left wing now to White. White gets a screen from Stark, dribbles, now pass over to Beagle, top of the key, now inside to Stark. Backing down Gorman, goes up with a right-hand shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound goes to Eagle Point and Gelbrick. Gelbrick bringing it up the floor himself, going against Beagle, and dribbles right and hands it off to Kyler Kendrick, now coming left, and boy, he traveled. And instead, they just going to say he passed it out of bounds. So essentially, he turned the ball over twice on that possession as he traveled, which they didn't call, and then he just passed it right out of bounds after that. So Beagle now to inbound to Castle. Clock under 3 minutes now left in the game. And he brings it up the floor. Pass to Bryant. Now to Stark, top of the key. Now swings it around to Castle. Castle stutter step, now pass to Beagle, top of the key, and stolen away. Coming the other way is Kendrick. Kendrick got a breakaway. Going to go up with a shot off the glass and in. Kyler Kendrick with a nice defensive play quickly turns it into some offense, and it's 70-41. Castle brings it up now as Dawson Muggy getting ready to check in. Pass over to White. Now gets it over to Bryant, and it's again knocked away by Kendrick, and this time it's just going to go all the way across the court and roll out of bounds. As Muggy does now come in for Bryant. Dawson Muggy, the backup quarterback to Cade Crist on the football team this last year. A sophomore. Well, Crist, a junior. Castle brings it up. Now pass over to Muggy. To Beagle. Backdoor pass to White. Pretty pass. No good. But the rebound goes to Stark. And Stark with a nice pass to Beagle, but it just goes right off his leg and out of bounds. And so it's going to go to Eagle Point as White kind of slow to get up underneath his own basket as he ran right into the wall after the pass went off his leg. But he's okay. And now Eagle Point brings it up the floor. It's going to be Gelbert. Gelbert, jab step, now brings it back out. Crossover, ran right through the defender, and they're going to get him for an offensive foul. Nice defense by Muggy, and Gelbert off the screen just ran right through him. And honestly, I think Muggy might have been moving a little bit, but it's a player control foul more than anything else. And so now it's going to go to Thurston, and Castley's going to bring it up the floor. 1:30 remaining in the game. Passes to Muggy on the right wing, now to Stark, top of the key. Dribbles left, hands off to Castle. Now he gives it back in to Stark. Stark backing down his man, up with a right-hand hook shot. Can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses. Gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and in. Grant Stark, his second bucket of the game. He's got 5 rebounds just playing in the fourth quarter. And Eagle Point again turns it over. Oh, boy. This is an offensive game they will want to forget. 72-41. 1 minute left here in the ballgame. Castle brings it up. Nice leaves it off for Grant Stark. Goes up with a shot, no good, and he is fouled. And he's going to get to shoot two. And he's fouled by Kyler Kendrick, who is exasperated with the call. Not happy. He thought he got all ball, but I think he got him kind of with the body as he went up from behind. Usually when you're going up from behind to get a block shot like that, you better be pretty clean or they're going to get you for it as Stark misses the first free throw. Goes up for the second now. Nice touch, and he gets it to fall. Grant Stark with 5 points, 5 rebounds. We're now under a minute left in the ballgame, 73-41. Thurston with the lead. Gelbrick up the floor, left open, just going to shoot a three, and he airballs it, and the rebound goes to White. Now gives it to Castle, and Castle's just going to bring it up slow. Eagle is the call from the sideline, and I believe that is a slowdown play. He tries to give it over to White, and it's stolen away by Kendrick. Kendrick up the floor. Cross-court pass now to Anthony Aguilar. Aguilar, nice backdoor pass, and the lay-in by Gelbert. Gelbert, clearly the best player tonight for Eagle Point. but it just has not been enough. 30 points the margin, 73-43, with just 25 seconds remaining in the game. Let's see if both teams just going to run the clock out. Castle standing out at the midcourt stripe, gets it over to Muggy, gets it over to Beagle. Beagle not a White. Eagle Point still playing tight defense, and White jab steps, now passes over to Muggy. Clock under 10 seconds remaining. He gives it over to Castle. Castle probably just going to hold it, depending on what the defense does, and everybody just going to back off, and Kyle Cassidy's going to let the clock run out. Our final score here from Thurston High School, it was all Colts from the beginning to the end, 73-43. When we come back on the other side, get you our final stats, then we'll send you on your way. This has been the Bimart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Get ready, Lane County. The RV Palooza is over, but the low show prices continue for every remaining RV at Garrity in Junction City. If you still want a bargain, listen up. Garrity RV has agreed to honor Palooza pricing now through Sunday on over 700 motorhomes, trailers, fifth wheels, and truck campers. We've saved the best for last from Newmar, Winnebago, Heartland RV, Jayco, Northwood, Arctic Fox, and dozens more. Palooza pricing saves you thousands of dollars on new and used RVs for every budget. Imagine your monthly RV payment being less than one night stay at a reputable hotel. This isn't just possible, it's entirely likely on your approved credit. Get a free on-the-spot appraisal of your current RV or sell it for instant cash or consign it. You can trade in anything, and even if you still owe money, Oregon's largest selection of RVs is in one location, Junction City. Hurry for the best selection of one-of-a-kind bargains and like-new trade-ins from last weekend's RV Palooza. Don't miss the final days of Palooza pricing at Garrity RV in Junction City. But hurry, it all ends Sunday.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, and MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. I'm Alex Braga. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Our final score here from Thurston, 73-43. The Colts with the win. They are now 11-3 overall, 4-2 on the season, 4-2 in the Midwestern League on the season. They have another seemingly simple one on deck. They travel to North Eugene next week. The Highlanders just 4-8 on the year, 1-3 in league so far. But Bill Wagner, their coach, he is capable of some amazing things, as we saw in his time as the Springfield girls basketball coach. The Eagles now 2-11 overall, 0-6 in league on the year. They next travel to the coast to play North Bend, who is 5-5 right now, having lost their last four. So good opportunity for the Eagles to get their first league win. Our game next week is a classic Midwestern League matchup, Springfield playing Churchill. The Lancers, the easy leaders in the league right now, and the Millers coming off that win over Thurston. They are playing really well right now. Again, I mentioned it earlier, really good team defensively, and Zach Brown, when he gets going, can be pretty tough to stop. So that is a 7 o'clock tip-off next Friday, right here on 95.3 The Score. Oregon men's basketball back at it on Sunday. They are 0-2 in conference, so they have got to get something going against the Trojans. You can join Steve Tannen and myself for the Shepherd Motors pregame show at 4, live from Sam's Place on Wilson. We'll be giving away tickets out there. Actually, I think Steve might have given away those tickets already, so don't quote me on that one. We will then hand things off to Joey Mack at 4:30. For a 5 o'clock tip-off. You can listen to all of the action right here on The Score. Be sure to check out 95thethescore.com for their schedule and how to listen online. Yeah, Steve did give away those tickets. Yeah, you told me that earlier. So ignore me. Well, before we send you on your way, let's go ahead and get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, our Bi-Mart High School Basketball Player of the Game. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. Pretty cut and dry, the player of the game tonight. That is going to be Mason Miller for the Colts. 22 points and 9 rebounds, just that one rebound away from a double-double, but he did most of that work in three quarters. He did not really play in the fourth quarter at all. So Mason Miller, our Bi-Mart player of the game tonight, 22 points and 9 rebounds. Going through the rest of the stats, Isaac Lang had 15 points and a rebound. Grant Stark, 5 points and 5 boards. Jacob White, 8 points and a rebound. Santino Strandieri, 2 points and a board. Jackson Beagle with 3 rebounds. Dejan Alonzo, 6 points, 3 boards. Trey Bryant, 10 points and a rebound. Dawson Muggy, a rebound. Cade Crist also aboard to go along with 2 points. Kyle Castley with 3 points on 1 made 3-pointer. Switching over to Eagle Point, they were led tonight by Quinton Gelbrick, who finished with 14 points on 2 3-pointers, including 3 rebounds. Hayden Knight with 9 points and a rebound. Logan Escobel with 2 points and 2 boards. Devin Brad, 3 points. Zach Gorman, 2 points and a rebound. Trey McGarrell, 3 points and 2 boards. Matt Schaefer with 2 points and 2 boards. Manuel Chaparro, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Kyler Kendrick, 4 points and a rebound. And Luke McHugh with 2 rebounds. Thurston all over the glass tonight, 26-16, the edge over the Eagles. That will do it for us tonight. Again, our final, 73-43, Thurston the win. After tonight, they are 11-3 overall, 4-2 in the Midwestern League. The Eagles, now 0-6 in league, are 2-11 overall. Big thanks to everybody out here at Thurston, including AD Justin Stark for the accommodations. For Bethany back in the studio, I'm Alex Braga. You've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.